Hello, this is the Kerrang Radio Night Before podcast. Thanks for downloading it. And if you haven't already done so, please subscribe because, you know, otherwise you'll miss them. Right, okay, so this podcast, what we've done for you here, includes two interviews, one of them with Tom Montauk, talking about three things you're not supposed to know about aliens. And bear in mind that this interview with Tom Montauk was done prior to my conversion to the idea that aliens are real. Yeah, if you downloaded the Disclosure podcast that we did about that, that's literally the interview I did with Edgar Mitchell. That second, that moment is literally when I started believing in aliens. Now, when I did the interview with Tom Montauk, you'll hear me not fully believing in aliens. It's quite interesting because I'm a different person since then. But anyway, that's on the way soon. And before that, right, this chap now, Tom Montauk, talking about three things you're not supposed to know about aliens. And like I say, this interview was done a while ago, and it's me before I believe in aliens. So it's going to be quite interesting for me just to listen to it, and hopefully it'll be interesting for you to listen to it as well. Here it is. With us we have Tom Montauk. Now, Tom Montauk is a world-renowned writer and researcher on various different conspiracies and hidden things. And, well, listen, he's on the show. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you, I want this in reverse order, right? The top three things we're not allowed to know. Thing number three.
Okay, number three. And that would be that aliens, as far as we know them to be, that they are not physical like us, that they're actually hyperdimensional. In other words, they exist in hyperspace, and they can view us down here in this dimension the same way that a satellite can view the entire surface of the globe.
Blimey. So alien beings exist, but they are hyperdimensional beings that regard us like we might regard ants living on a piece of paper.
Exactly.
So, for example, two-dimensional ants. In our three-dimensional world, we'd look down on ants crawling around within a two-dimensional piece of paper, and we'd go, ha-ha, look at those silly ants.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we move forward in linear time. We see what's ahead of us ahead of time. But they can see both what's behind us, to the left and right, forward, above, and below in time. And they can see what potential choices we have coming up. And they can actually set things up ahead of time so that we kind of walk into a situation where we react in a way that they engineer us to react. I mean, it's not fail-safe on their part. If you've got awareness and you've got free will and you're very careful, you can avoid these kinds of situations. But, yeah.
So when an alien being sees me, it sees a snake trailing off into the past, which is me as a baby, and reaching out and branching out into the future, which is the unlimited possibilities of what I may do in the future, like
yeah.
A tree. Okay, all right, so that's thing number three. Right now, it's getting slightly spicier now. Thing number two.
Okay, number two is that there are positive forces out there, and that they are not the ones that we are told in, you know, usual abduction books that are the positive ones. In other words, that there is a suppression of what the real positive forces are like.
So positive forces are being suppressed.
Yes, yeah, so there are positive aliens out there.
There are good aliens.
Mm-hmm.
That's unusual. I've talked to many people about aliens. I've not often heard this. What do the good aliens look like? The
majority of them look humanoid, kind of like us. Some of them have been called the Nordics, for instance, because they look like better built, well-proportioned Caucasians, both male and female.
Right.
And in the past, some of them have been thought of as angels.
So the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Aryan types, that's what a Nordic is, right?
Yes, although some of them aren't entirely blonde-haired, blue-eyed, you know, sometimes they have dark hair as well. But
right.
Generally speaking, they tend to have a very divine presence. They're mindful not to interfere. They definitely try to help you help yourself without your becoming dependent on their help. And they try to do everything as stealthily as possible so that they don't interfere with your own spiritual progress.
I'll be honest with you, Tom. I'm disappointed that they look like people. I was expecting them all to look like a giant slug or something like that, do you know?
Well, you know, but actually the truth is that it's not that they that look like us, it is we who look like them.
Ah.
So
why is that?
Well, it's because the human race, as we know it, has been modified over and over again over thousands and thousands of years to behave and look a certain way. And the basic template that we happen to be based upon is the same genetic construct that they evolved from.
Ah, now there's me thinking we evolved from monkeys.
Well, in a way, I mean, that's one part of the template. You mix different things together and you get a certain result, so...
Yeah. Right. Well, do you know what? I'm going to move on now.
Okay.
To the spiciest of all time. The top thing that we are not allowed to know. Tom Montauk, take it away.
Okay, well, this is a big one. And the truth is that for the majority of aliens, humans are being farmed. We're being cultivated as a natural resource. We are an experiment. We are almost like cattle to them. And they use us for biological resources. They use us sometimes even as food, as horrible as that sounds. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that most people aren't talking about is that they use us for our spiritual energies. It's very much like the Matrix movies. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes science fiction has a lot of truth in it. And people are being fed upon their energies of suffering, lower emotions, hatred, and so on. And these things are being encouraged and cultivated in the world to serve as an energy source for these hyperdimensional beings who use that in order to do what they do.
Do you mean a bit like Monsters, Inc.?
Yes, actually, Monsters, Inc. was, funny enough, a very humorous but close analogy to what's really going on.
Really? So in Monsters, Inc., what happens is you have monsters living in the fourth dimension, and they pop out and they scare kids. And in doing that, they charge up their, electricity and stuff using the screams. But the interesting thing about Monsters, Inc. is that there's a twist in that they learn that it would be better if they were to make the kids laugh, because the energy of laughter is stronger, and then they can charge more of their power stations. So do you think it's the case that the aliens will eventually realise that it would be better if they were to, instead of frighten us, do amusing sketch shows?
Oh, I mean, that would be nice. The only problem is the type of energy that they need corresponds to where they are vibrationally. In other words, if they're negative aliens, they're going to need negative emotions in order to power themselves and what they do.
Right.
So in order to use positive energies, they would themselves would have to convert to a more positive form. And I don't think that's something that they're willing to do.
So what about the positive aliens that you were talking about? Thing number two, the Nordics. I mean, maybe they're the ones who are behind all of the amusing comedy that we watch on telly.
Well, if it's comedy that has truth in it, perhaps, yes.
So listen, Tom Montauk, the top three things we're not allowed to know. I'm just going to have a quick recap before we end. Thing number three that we went into was aliens are hyperdimensional beings.
Yes.
Right? And these aliens can see you in the past and the future, and don't pick a fight with one because it knows when you're going to swing for it. It can duck. Thing number two,
number two.
Good aliens. The Nordics. But there are some aliens that pretend to be Nordics, and they're just dicks. And don't hang out with them because they're bad. And then thing number one of all time is that we are cattle being bred as part of an intergalactic experiment, and they are doing bad things to us in order to power their flying saucers.
Well, and to power their dimensional maneuvers. It takes emotions and it takes spiritual energy to penetrate one dimension and go into another. So they need this to do a lot of fancy things with timeline manipulation and other complicated hyperdimensional projects.
Blimey. Tom Montauk, listen, you're a friend of the show. I always enjoy talking to you. Thanks for coming on, and we'll get you on again sometime. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
The Night Before with Nick Margerisand.
Podcast. That was all right. Do you know what? I was a little bit nervous before I listened to that I might be a bit of a dick when I was interviewing him, but I wasn't. I'm pretty sure that I wasn't a dick to anyone who believed in aliens that I interviewed prior to my conversion moment with Edgar Mitchell. Pretty sure, although you never know. Okay, listen, next podcast you'll download via this stream will include a bloke talking about shape-shifting lizards who is not David Icke. You'll also get Tim Riffat, who's a hardcore conspiracy theorist, and you'll get an incredible interview with a bloke who is a psychic, but don't let that put you off, with an amazing story to tell. So make sure you have subscribed to the Night Before podcast so you don't miss out on that. I can't promise when it'll come. I mean, these podcasts, you know, they come out whenever we can be bothered. But it will eventually come. When it does, you will love it. So that's the plan with that.